Peter, do you want to tell me a little bit about your farming and your family?
Basically, we're just a standard normal family farm, which we've got 120 cows, a farm with Sylvia, my wife. We've married 30-odd years, met at the local young farmers club, like a lot of people do. We've got four children. The two boys, Matthew and Sam, are farming with us. And the youngest daughter has just started working a butcher's farm shop in Edale, but she's working with us as well, like normal kids do when they live at home, you know, when they're not at their other job. And our middle daughter, Lydia, has finished university and starts working for a charity in London, and she lives away in London. So it's just very much family orientated. All the children are really involved in agriculture. Even Lydia went to agricultural college, and their degrees are in agricultural business and international food and water science policy and management. Apart from the two lads are really, I suppose, running the farm, which has its ups and downs in that they spend money like it's going out of fashion, and want everything yesterday, which with a volatile milk price isn't always achievable, but we tend to let them get on with it as much as we dare. But they do sometimes, they do most things brilliantly, sometimes make odd mistakes, and you don't really have to get excited about it, but that's life. I was saying to Sheila early on, farming's changed a lot from when I was doing it. We're in environmental schemes, and I know farming with my father, you used to, the best days of the year were turning the cows out in spring and finishing hay making, whereas now it's sort of passing your TB test and the single farm payment landing on the mat. Which quite often, in times when the milk price is very volatile, does help pay some bills. Apart from the farming, we sort of have I've diversified into after dinner speaking, which has taken me all over the country, which stems from really speaking in young farmers competitions. And I've spoken to all sorts of organisations. Sometimes you wonder what you're doing. You wonder why do people want to hear you, because it's only speaking about a lot of it's ramblers and courting the hill farmer's daughter and a light-hearted speech, really. But it's surprising, people always find agriculture interesting, and a lot of people do have like an affinity with agriculture and can relate to it. And whereas you used to speak to a lot of agricultural audience, now they tend to be mostly non-agricultural. So the latest bookings with the Hull Institute of Chartered Accountants, and the last one I've just done is the Towns Women's Guild Annual General Meeting in Sheffield, their National Annual General Meeting, which was to 1,500 women of a certain age in Sheffield City Hall.
So did it go down well?
It went down very well, and to be fair, an absolutely brilliant audience. And speaking to audiences in a theatre setting is always far easier than speaking to audiences in an after-dinner setting. After-dinner audiences can be hard work, and
they want to go to sleep.
Well, it's actually the worst sort of environment to speak into. You know, if you said to somebody, what's your worst nightmare speaking, you'd say, well, I'll go on late at night, after everybody's had a meal, something to drink. They're all sat around round tables quite often, which makes them very introspective, because half the audience aren't actually looking at you and are looking at somebody else, which makes them very sort of self-conscious. If you want them to laugh, they can be hard work. So it can be quite a challenge. The vast majority of dinners go absolutely brilliantly, but then odd ones are a total disaster, a bit like a hard carving, and you can't wait till it's all over and you can get back in bed. Yes.
Your daughter said that now that you all do it, is that the whole family?
To be fair, Lydia's, she's made a bit of a career of it, and that sort of funded her through university. So she's got a speaking agent like I've got. who deals with a lot of bookings, and her biggest audience this spring was to the National Inner Wheel, and 2,500 people at Nottingham Civic Theatre, and she closed the conference there, and she's closing the conference at the National Rotary Convention next year, and that's their last ever national convention, and she'll be the last speaker.
And so it's actually a financial sideline.
It can be, it's it's sort of very seasonal. It's all in winter, and it's usually a very inconvenient time because you're usually walking out of the house dressed up going to a dinner when a cow's calving, and you've got to leave your family to it or whatever. Financially, it's between an expensive hobby sometimes, because sometimes you say yes to a dinner because you want to help somebody out. I've said yes to one to a hospice in Market Drayton in January, which sounds all right, but then again, you've got to drive to Market Drayton. I'm getting nothing for it, because I thought, well, you do one or two for nothing. But you can see it's going to be 6 foot of snow or something like that in the middle of January. And but then again, so, you know, quite often it's, you know, quite financially rewarding. And
so the other three that do it, but it could become a useful financial sideline for them as well.
Possibly, not
as committed.
It's hard to say. Samuel's just won the National Young Farmers Afternoon Speaking Competition Best Speaker, and he's very good. Well, his speech is like based on a character he performs, which wouldn't really work in after dinner setting or whatever, because you really need to talk about what you do and how you do it, or life's experiences, or the funny side of life. Whereas his is more like an act.
He could
go on stage with my speech. Mm. Well, my speech probably better than I could.
And he would remember it because he can't rely on words.
Sometimes it's not the actual speaking, it's the writing that's a really hard bit. They all sort of have cottoned on over the years how to do it and can make people laugh. And then Olivia, she spoke at a cancer charity dinner the other day to about 100 people and spoke for about 25 minutes.
She's only young. It's great that they've got the confidence.
That's it, yeah. Olivia's 19, and that's the first one she did. Lydia did the first one when she was 17, and that was just filling in for somebody who let, it was Clarissa Dixon Wright actually, who led a hunting supporters dinner down, and Liddy did about 20 minutes and, you know, was really enjoyed it. But it's one of those things, when you start out, you do enjoy it because there's no pressure, there's no expectation. But then when you start charging a fee, and quite often people have heard, one or two in the audience might have heard you before and then put the word about, oh, they're very good, because you had a really good dinner, then it really does pile the pressure on. Just pile the pressure on to perform, but that's life, and that I think the thing is, you always got to try and say yes to things, and if it doesn't work out, you just learn from it and don't do it again. The other thing that is important, the lads do play a lot of cricket as well, so every weekend and Sunday they play cricket, and they're heavily involved with Young Farmers, and I do think it's quite important that they do get time off away from the farm and just let off a bit of steam. Sylvia sings in a choir, is very involved with the choir, and really enjoys singing. So we've all sorts of, like, get together around the farm, but a few different divergent things that we do out of farm and just to keep you sane, yeah.